And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday. Hope everybody's doing well. And joining us, as she does at this time, the first Tuesday of each month, we have Lisa Wilson from the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce in studio with us. And also, we have a guest, and we'll talk to her here in just a bit as well. Paige Petruca is in studio with us today. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good morning. It's beautiful outside.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, what, 50 degrees outside. So, yeah, definitely cannot beat that. All right. So, quite a few things going on over in Indy. Let's go ahead and get started with those. And the first thing that you want to talk about is the hog waddle that is coming up. This Saturday. So
hard to believe. I was like, hold on, is it March?
it's coming up this Saturday.
I know, it's crazy. I can't believe that this Saturday is March the 6th already. So, and I actually have kind of got that a little bit out of order, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about it because you'll want to be thinking about this if this is something you want to do. If you got a motorcycle, you know somebody who has one, and you want to enjoy the beautiful weather on Saturday, you can participate in the hog waddle. So the Abate District 3 is doing the hog waddle as a fundraiser, and Steve Amesager has explained to me that the monies raised from the hog waddle will be used to promote motorcycle safety and awareness, both at the state level and the national level. That's what Abate focuses on. So if you're interested in participating, you want to meet at the American Legion, Post 139. That's out on West Main Street. Registration is at 1, and first bike out will be at 2. So that is Saturday, but we're going to go ahead and back up to today because it's absolutely, you know, you asked me how I was or how I am. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely beautiful outside. The sun is shining. It's a great way to get some vitamin D and participate in the free farmers food commodities boxes that are being passed out at the Park Oval. Totally free. We talk about this, fortunately, every Tuesday because we're going to be able to have this hit our community now and the past weeks through April. So we're going to cross our fingers that we're going to continue to be able to receive these food commodities in the community. These boxes have fresh meats and produce and cheeses. Each box comes with a gallon of milk. It is not income-based at all. Anybody, everybody is welcome to participate. And more importantly, if you find yourself not in need, but you know of someone who would benefit from that, and you have a break in the day, to be able to go grab a box, get in line out at the Park Oval, grab a box and go set it on someone's front porch and do a good deed and help people out. I've said this before, but I know people are like, 10:30, we work. We can't get out there. And that is so true. And unfortunately, we don't get to pick the time that the truck shows up. They tell us when they're going to arrive, and 10:30 is our arrival time on Tuesdays. So we're going to take it. And at the chamber, we've been actually taking some phone calls from some people, and I believe we're going to be picking up 14 boxes today, and people are going to be coming into the chamber office that have already pre-ordered these boxes, meaning they told us this morning, and we'll go out and pick them up. They'll come by the chamber. So if you're listening and you need a box, you can actually call the chamber at 331-1890, and we'll do our best if we've got room in the van to be able to pick up another box. But that is today, 10:30 at the Park Oval, and the line starts at Morningside Drive. That's a First Street at the north end of the cemetery right off of Penn Avenue, and that will be every Tuesday through April.
All right. So again, the truck comes through every week, definitely a good thing for the community. Also, with it being Tuesday, it's also a recyclable time.
That's right. So it is recyclable recycling drop off every Tuesday from 11 to 1. You can also drop off, you know, all your appliances, your furniture, your bulky items, any other junk stuff you want to get rid of. Cannot drop off trash, but you can drop off almost anything else every Tuesday from 11 to 1. And then on Thursdays, they allow you to do it as well from 8 to 2. They just don't accept recycling on that day. And then on the first Saturday of the month, which will be coming up this weekend, we'll be recycling, and that's from 8 to noon. And I believe that the college athletes from Independence Community College will be out there greeting the public and helping to unload back seats and trunks full of recycling from 8 to 12. So look for that to happen this weekend.
All right. And then the next thing coming up, VFW Post 1186 will be hosting the Hamburger Night and Auxiliary Baked Goods Auction to benefit Bill Clark, who unfortunately lost his house in a fire a few weeks ago.
That's right. So that's this week. So skip cooking. Don't worry about a thing. All you have to do is go to the VFW Post 1186, which is at 113 East Myrtle, and that's from 5 to 7 this Wednesday. And this is important because they're having a hamburger night and auxiliary baked goods auction, and they are, as you mentioned, raising funds for Bill Clark. So he is the gentleman who lives basically across the street from the chamber office right by the donut shop where the house caught on fire a few weeks ago, and those two brave gentlemen basically, I think, pulled him from the fire. So anyway, he lost his home, and they are working to raise funds for him. So please, please, please skip cooking, skip eating out, go to the VFW that night, grab some hamburgers, some baked goods, or just write a check and donate to this great cause and help this family out.
All right, so a great thing happening there, VFW holding that. Also, check out all the fun at Indie Brew Works as Wednesdays is mixtape music bingo and lots of other fun stuff as well.
I know. So we talked about this a few weeks ago. This is super fun, and I put this on the radio because everybody is looking for something fun to do. It's family-friendly, lots of fun things at the brewery. And not every town has a brewery, so I think we should shout it out that Independence has a brewery, and it's a great place to hang out. So here's what you need to know. On Wednesdays at 6:30, they do have mixtape music bingo. Apparently, they play these songs, and then it's like Name That Tune, I think. You figure out what the song is, and then you cover up the space on the bingo card. So sounds like crazy fun to me. And then on Thursdays at 6:30, they have trivia night, which does not sound like crazy fun because I don't think I would be good at trivia at all. But nevertheless, I know there are great trivia people out there because I see the Facebook posts of the winners every week. I think they're kind of a competitive group. But anyway, the brewery is a family-friendly environment. It's a great place to just hang out. They serve custom brews. They serve local wines. And if you're like me and you don't enjoy wine or beer, but you love some root beer, you can go to Dairy Queen, get some ice cream, bring it down to the brewery, and dump some great root beer over the top of it and make a root beer float. I can't imagine anything better than that. So except that, I will say, they also don't serve food, which is a great thing because then you don't have to worry that there's not something on the menu you will like. You can go to any place in town that you do like, grab some takeout, and then head to the brewery. So it's a pretty good deal.
Absolutely. Great stuff over there at the brewery right there in downtown. Some good times there. Also, coming up this Friday, it's time for First Friday, and it looks like we have a really good one lined up this week.
We do, and it's open to the public. So masks are required, but we are opening it up. We'll have plenty of tables to have about 4 or 5 people at a table. You can grab a chair, set completely by yourself if you choose, or you can stay at home and watch it on Facebook Live. We're still going to do that. Enbridge Pipeline, they're going to be our sponsor. So Brent Rush from Cushing, Oklahoma, if he can work it into his schedule, will be there as the business sponsor. And we've got 4 great speakers lined up that will be presenting that day. So we've got Tabitha Snodgrass and Lori Kelly. Actually, I'm going to count them as one because they're speaking in tandem. They're going to be talking about the gathering space at 210 West Main. So if you have driven by the brewery, and instead of looking to the south at the brewery, if you look to the north, you're going to see what used to be kind of an eyesore between Messenger Furniture's warehouse and Gold and Silver Pawn Shop. They have, and when I say they, pretty much Tabitha and her husband Wally and Lori Kelly and her husband Greg, I think they have been out there doing the majority of the work, cleaning out that property, leveling it all off. They've been doing tremendous amounts of work so far, and they're working to beautify it and turn it into a gathering space where you can just go down there and hang out. It'll just be a multifunctional use for that property. It's a great thing that they're doing, and it's definitely going to beautify the downtown and that highway image that's so important. So they're going to be speaking, and they're also going to be announcing the name of the space. So they've picked a really cool name, and they're going to be announcing that as well. And then next up, we will have Jason Martin. So he's the new ICC head football coach. He took Kiyoshi's spot when Kiyoshi went to Boise, Idaho. And we miss Kiyoshi and Julie, but we're super excited about Jason and the direction that he's going to continue to take the Pirate football program. And we want to give a shout out to Jason because there's going to be a football game on March the 26th. That's their first one. You know, it's football season's been COVID delayed. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to take on Butler under the lights at 7 o'clock on March the 26th. So we'll continue on with our speakers. Gary Hogsett is going to be talking about Love Independence Day. And I would say that probably starting next week and through the month, we'll be talking all about Love Independence Day and what that means for the community and how to get involved, whether it's the schools, the churches, the civic organizations, your families, your neighborhoods, just you as an individual. What can you do to get involved in the community and just exhibit random acts of kindness and share some love on that day? So that will be April the 24th. It's always the fourth Saturday in April. So Gary's going to do the kickoff for that. And then wrapping up, our speakers will be our emergency management director, Rick Whitson, who's going to be giving a vaccine update, COVID-19 update. He's going to be talking about the process as we're working through it, how to get people signed up, how to make you aware of all the locations where you can get the vaccine. You know, the new J&J one is out now, and what that will do to speed up the vaccination process. So excited about that. I asked you off air, you haven't gotten your vaccination, but I've gotten mine. I actually have had my second one, and I'm thrilled to be able to have that. And I encourage everyone to do your fact finding and study up. And if that's something that you think is the right thing to do for you, then I encourage everyone to listen to Rick's presentation and know how to get your shots.
So. Yeah, I unfortunately fall in that very last group of folks. So that's
you're young, right? Yeah, is that what you're trying to say?
I'm 43, not that young, but I feel a lot older than that. So, so anyway, also coming up is the St. Andrew's Knights of Columbus Fish Fry, which I love me some fish.
I know. You know, I'm a Methodist, so but I'm going to take in some fish, by golly, because I read this menu and it sounds amazing. So St. Andrew Knights of Columbus are going to be having two fish fries Friday, March the 5th. That's this week. And then the next one on the 19th. And it'll be at the St. Andrew Parish Center. You can use the East Myrtle entrance. And they're going to be serving up three-piece fish meal with French fries, coleslaw, hush puppies, all for the low price of $10. And you can do carry out from 5:30 to 7. I mean, it is carry out meal from 5:30 to 7. And for more information, you can call or text, and I'll give you a couple of numbers. How about Barry Burskins at 332-4678 or Steve Reed at 779-5027. You can call the chamber office and we'll give you more information. But I want to encourage everyone to help out the Knights of Columbus because they usually serve peach cobbler and other great things at Niwala. That is their one big fundraiser. They use all the monies that they raise at that event to then pump back into the community through their giving. And that was not available to them this year. So they're doing this in hopes that they can raise some money. So again, skip cooking. We don't need to cook in Independence anymore. You can just go eat at restaurants and support all of these fundraising opportunities. So skip cooking on the Friday nights, the 5th and the 19th. Go help out the Knights of Columbus so they can raise some money to continue to support the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center. They give food to the food pantry and support them with monetary contributions. They help Class LTD. They help with IHS After Prom, which is very, very important. They also help with the CUF meal, which is Community United Feeding Friends, and that's a free meal that is provided every Thursday through the different churches in Independence. And they've done Love Independence Day projects throughout the years. They built the roof on the gazebo at the park. They do a lot of things. So let's help out those Knights of Columbus.
Absolutely. And then coming up next Wednesday, the ICC Pirates basketball team will be taking on the Coffeyville Community College Ravens in a rivalry matchup.
That's right. So a little Montgomery County rival. We'll see who's going to pull that off. They will be taking on the Ravens. The women will tip off at 5, and the men's game will be at 7. You can watch the game virtually at IndyPirates.com, or you can check out the Facebook page for details on the reduced capacity in the gym.
It's going to be a lot of fun, especially when those two teams hook up. Also coming up March 12th through the 14th, and this will concern our guest that's in studio today, is the Independence Community College Theater will be putting on Steel Magnolias.
That's right. So I'm going to hold that for just a second because I'm going to continue on, and then we're going to introduce Paige and talk a little bit about Steel Magnolias and what a wonderful performance that's sure to be on the stage. So
absolutely.
I'm going to come back to that one.
All right.
And let's talk food again.
Pancakes. I'm all about food.
March the 13th. You don't have to cook breakfast. You can just have pancakes.
Of course, you give me this flyer that has this delicious looking food on it.
I know, the picture's amazing, isn't it? So Masonic Lodge, they are having a pancake breakfast on Saturday the 13th. So that'll be next week from 7 to 11. Suggest a donation of $5. Here's what you get. All you can eat pancakes. They did one of these not too long ago, and the pancakes were amazing. So all you can eat pancakes with sausage and eggs. You can dine in or you can carry out. And you can call 331-2349 for carryout orders. And all COVID precautions will be exercised inside if you choose to dine in. So, again, March the 13th from 7 to 11, get yourself some breakfast and help out the Masonic Lodge.
Absolutely. And talking about all-you-can-eat pancakes, I think I have my kids that weekend. They may eat all the pancakes. So, they eat a lot, and they don't gain any weight. It makes me mad. Also coming up on March the 13th, the Downtown St. Patty's Day Pub Crawl.
That's right. So, it will be from 6 to 10 on the 13th, presented by Brothers Railroad Inn, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Indie Brewworks, Turbo Sports Bar and Grill, Uncle Jack's Bar and Grill, and VFW Post 1186. Those are all of the bars and grills in the downtown area that will be participating in the pub crawl this year. You can pick up your $5 passports at any of those locations, and at the end of the night, all the monies that were raised from the purchase of those passports will be given away in prize money. Probably around 10 o'clock. So if that's something that excites you and interests you, make sure you check that out on St. Patrick's Day on the 13th and get your passport.
Absolutely. Also, another thing going on, the Little House on the Prairie Museum, they will open for the season on March 15th.
That's right. So Monday, March the 15th is the beginning of a lot of schools, families, spring break time. So that's when Little House is going to open this year. Admission is $3 for adults, $1 for kids. They're open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and on Sunday from 1 to 5. And in addition to the log cabin and the schoolhouse and the post office and the gift store, they have mules and donkeys, miniature horses out there, and picnic areas, lots of open space to be able to enjoy a day at the prairie. If you need more information, you can call 289-4238.
Kansas Works, they are hosting they're offering a virtual job fair March 23rd through 25th, which is, again, people, if they're looking for a job, yeah, they'll be able to help you out.
That's right. So if you're interested in that, go to kansasworks.com. You can get more information about the job fair and how to register. And again, that will be March the 23rd through the 25th, and it is virtual.
Time for a save the date, because this is off in April, but it's the Pheasants Forever Bird Dog Classic. This is a reschedule from February due to the cold temperatures. I was unable to hold it.
Yeah, it was crazy cold when they were planning to have it. So this is, as you mentioned, a save the date. Pheasants Forever Bird Dog Classic is rescheduled. It'll be April the 10th through the 11th out at Remington Ranch. And this event is dedicated to the conservation of pheasants, quail, and other wildlife through habitat improvements. So if you want to spectate, you are more than welcome to. If you want to participate, you can contact Jeremy Appleby at 620-830-4138. Or if you need more information, you can call the chamber office and we'll point you in the right direction.
Also, we talked about it earlier when you were talking about Jason Martin. Of course, the football season starting up here on Friday, March the 26th at 7 p.m. as the Pirates will take on the Butler Community College, I think it's the Grizzlies. But then, coming up in April, the Kansas Airstrip Attack is coming back to Independence.
That's right. I'm going to keep talking about this so that everybody gets their tickets. You don't want to miss out. Saturday, Sunday, April the 17th and 18th, the Airstrip is coming back to the Municipal Airport. This is going to be super cool. It will feature exotic and expensive one-of-a-kind performance cars and drivers from all over the country. They're going to be doing side-by-side drag racing down the airport's runway. Spectators will see Lamborghinis, Porsches, Ferraris reaching top speeds of upwards of 200 miles per hour. You know, you and I were both out there last time. We saw our local Paul Lemon on his motorcycle getting really close to 200 miles an hour.
He was flying down that runway for sure.
I know. You want to check out the Shift Sector Facebook page and the Kansas Airstrip Attack Facebook page for ticket information. In addition to the exotic car races, they will also be having roll racing this year. 16 of the top racers from around the country will race powerful cars in bracketed roll racing. And the third thing that we are going to promote is two car clubs are rallying from Kansas City this year. Drive KC and KC Exotic Car Club will be there. They will be showing their cars as well as racing their cars. And then lastly, I want to say that if you're a chamber member, this is a great offering. They are allowing all chamber members to come out and have a free booth with the price of a ticket and showcase anything and everything that you want people to know about regarding your business. So if you are a small business, big business, and you could benefit from getting your product or your service in front of a lot of eyes that day, be sure and give us a call, and we will get you connected for that. So that's it, except that I'm super excited to have Paige Petrucca here today. I asked Paige to come because it's always fun to bring people into the studio to give you a firsthand conversation about something super cool that's happening in the community. And, you know, we've been shut down. We've been stuck at home, trying to stay safe, trying to avoid the virus, do the right thing. And we're going to continue to do that. But we are able to now get out safely. Many of us, as I mentioned, have been vaccinated. Many of us are on our first vaccination, as Paige just told me a little bit ago that she is. And she's going to talk about the play. She's going to talk about how we can safely watch the play, some of the things that they're doing on stage to keep the actors safe as well. And I cannot wait to get my ticket because Steel Magnolias is the funniest play that can make you cry. And it's one of my favorite movies. I've never seen it on the stage. So I'm really, really excited to introduce to you Paige Petrucca from Independence Community College's Theater Department.
All right. And Paige, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And again, this is coming up here pretty soon. And Lisa, thank you so much for coming by. She has to run. She has a meeting up in Independence, so she's going to head on out. But we do have Paige with us right now. And Paige, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you. Wow. So excited to be here to talk about the show.
Hey, absolutely. Again, it's going to be happening coming up on March 12th through the 14th.
Yes.
And Lisa said that's her favorite movie. It's my mom's favorite movie as well. She loves that movie. So I know she would love this if she was able to see it. But again, how did you guys come up with picking Steel Magnolias? And also, how are you guys doing it safely?
Well, I'll address the safety part of it first. We want, at Independence Community College, we want to continue to make art happen in any way we can. Last semester, we were able to do it by doing a production outdoors, and then in later October, we did a production on stage with the audience socially distanced, masks required, and we took temperatures at the door. We did a temp check. We are doing the same thing for Steel Magnolias. Everybody is required to wear a mask. We will check your temperatures, and then we will seat people according to home, people who are in the same home, people who ride in the same car, people in the same family. We'll seat them accordingly and then socially distance them in the audience. And plus, our actors will be wearing face shields, the kind that are glasses that they slip on over.
Mm-hmm.
And the trick is we spray them with hairspray so there's not a glare.
Right.
You know, which works for the show because Steel Magnolias is a show set in the South, and it was written in the 1980s, and we're trying to stay true to the 80s, which, of course, is my high school era, which
right.
I adore. Love the 80s. More hairspray, the better. I put a lot on this morning myself, a continuation of that. The way I pick the show is I have a lot of strong women in our theater department, and I needed a show with a lot of women. And what better than an all-female cast?
Oh, absolutely.
Steel Magnolias.
No, all the characters in that movie are strong females,
yes,
as well. So it's,
yes.
And if you have a lot of strong females in the theater, might as well pick that one. That's
exactly.
A great one to pick.
Exactly. Interestingly enough, the play came first, was written first, and it was set all in the beauty salon. No men in the show. The movie came later, and they added a few men and whatnot, mm-hmm. and that's fine. It's great. But the setting for the play is specifically just the beauty salon. We were able to pull a couple of people from the community to help because some of the characters are a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have a nice balance. We have a staff member at ICC. We've got a community member, and then we've got four of our college students in the production. So
the whole play is going to be set inside the beauty salon.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
so
all
so
in
it's,
there.
Which, sorry about that. I always have a frog in my throat every morning. I have never understood why that happens. And then it seems like I get off the air and it goes away. It's interesting. I have no clue why it does
hear
that.
Ya.
But again, that's going to be coming up here in March. And kind of let people know who's going to be in the main cast of this of the particular play, because I know you want to get those names out there because they've been working very hard at this to get this play put on. Correct.
They have, yes. Our students, we have Mary Lynn White, Chelsea Jarman, Kiera Kellum, and Miley Cronin, and two of those are graduating, which I'm very sad. I keep threatening to not let them graduate and keep them around because I love them.
I'm going to fail you so you can stay.
We need you to stay. And then we have a staff member, Terry Barber, which a lot of people in Independence know Terry. She's been a part of participating in the Niwala productions and in ICC productions. And then Karen Barwick, she's a librarian at one of the local elementaries, a photographer, and she's a good friend. And so she was very interested in auditioning, and she came and auditioned, and she earned the part. She definitely earned it, and so we're thrilled to have her.
And so, you guys are doing a great job with that. And maybe for people that maybe kind of like people like me, I've only been here a year and change. I moved here in September of 2019. Let everybody know, maybe people like me, tell them about yourself. About yourself. We would love to hear who Paige Petrucchi is.
Oh, goodness. Where to start? Well, I've been here. My first year at ICC was 2018, fall of 2018. So I haven't been here too long.
Right.
Myself.
You were here a year before. I moved here in 2019,
yes.
August of 2019.
Yeah.
So
I came here. I completed my doctorate in theater, specifically in acting, directing, and playwriting. Those were my focuses, foci, if you will. And I had been an adjunct professor for a few years in Utah, and then this position opened up. And because I'm a playwright, I was very interested in coming here. The William Inge Festival, the connection with William Inge and his boyhood home. And since being here, I have thoroughly enjoyed my job as a teacher. I teach acting, directing, playwriting, script analysis, theater appreciation, dramatic lit. It's
all-encompassing.
It's all-encompassing. But prior to this, some people might recognize me from Hallmark or Lifetime Christmas movies. Yes, I have been in several of them. And it's funny because Hallmark runs Christmas in July, mm-hmm. so I always get texts from friends in July.
Hey, I just saw you.
Hey, I saw you. Here's a picture of you on TV, and then at Christmas time. And I'm not famous, but my nieces and nephews think I am, so we'll
right.
go with that.
We'll just go with it and yeah. say, yeah, I am famous.
I am.
But nobody's bothering me right now. So
exactly.
and that's what I like about being in radio, is that nobody sees my face. So I can go out in public and I'm not recognized. Even though, the funny thing
you.
Is, though, like probably about a month after I started working here, I was with my kids in the store and I was talking to them. Somebody said, "Hey, you're that guy on the radio, aren't you?" And I was like, "Oh yeah,
nice." Thank
you. And it's like my voice recognized was interesting.
I like it
because I've heard myself, and to me, I sound different on the air than I do in person.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to do with the processing of the station. But I think I sound a little bit different. But there we go.
I think you sound great and you look great too.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words. Again, this is coming up on the 12th and the 14th. You said you're going to spread people out. Is there any price for the tickets, or how's that going to work out?
Yeah, a little more detail. March 12th and 13th, that's a Friday, Saturday,
mm-hmm.
shows at 7 p.m. Sunday, the 14th, at 2 p.m. at the William Inch Theater on our campus. And it is free. We do take donations. We got a nice, cute donation jar. But if you just want to come and participate in a beautiful, hilarious, tear-jerking show, come.
Laugh, cry, just do it all.
And you know what? I will say one of my favorite quotes from the play is, "Laughter through tears is my favorite emotion."
Yeah.
And that is the quintessential line from this play.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've done that before where I would like laugh so hard and I'm in tears at the same time. But it's a great emotion. It is a great emotion. And you said it's free.
It's free.
What is the cap of amount of people you're going to be allowed to let into the theater?
It all depends on groupings, on mm-hmm. how big the groupings are. We are allowed to sit people by households, by, you know, friend, congregate, you know, whoever comes in together. So depending on that, the house seats about 330 or 340. I can't remember the exact number. So whoever comes, we will seat them, and then we will put a row between. We will also alternate and spread so that you aren't directly behind or in front of someone.
Okay.
So I'm hoping around 120. And the other thing that we will do is, as soon as you come in, we'll seat you immediately. We're not congregating in the hallways. We're not congregating in the theater. You take your seat. If you have to, you know, use the restroom, which I often do, you may do that. That's fine. But immediately following the show, if you want to stay around, talk to actors and whatnot, it's all outside. We got to hustle you right outside so we're not inside spreading germs.
Right, right.
Not going to do.
Kind of get the place cleaned up for the next show that's going to happen the next day. And then you have your final on the 14th, which will be a matinee. Start at 2 p.m. I love matinee starts for some reason.
They're
so cool. I mean, because you go in while the sun is out and you come back and the sun is still out.
It
feels like the time has stood still, which is a good thing. I love live plays. I've gone
they're fun.
I mean, yeah, because again, it's just, I mean, I'm, and they, even sometimes when somebody makes a mistake, it just shows, hey, this is not like a movie where everything is perfect mm-hmm. down to the UI. Things happen sometimes, but that's what makes live plays so interesting, because you got the actors right there. I've never done live theater, but
You got to come and audition
if we're gonna do anything that has to do with radio, and I'll like there. Yeah, here we are on KICC. So.
I like it.
All right. Well, Paige, again, if anybody would like to come to the show, again, that's going to be March the 12th through the 14th.
Yes.
Admission is free. It'll be on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and at 2 p.m. on Sunday, a Sunday matinee of Steel Magnolias at the Independence Community College William Inch Theater. That's located at 1057 West College Avenue. I'm pretty sure everybody knows where that is, but just want to make sure you get that out there for everybody to go check that out. And Paige, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it.
Can I plug two more things? Okay,
absolutely.
End of April, beginning of May, my colleague Paul Molnar is directing Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, and that is going to be at the Riverside Bandshell. How fun will that
be? Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be great. So that Lisa will get dates to you on that, and anybody who's interested, you can contact us at the college, exact times and dates. But keep that in the back of your mind. We'd love to have you join us. And the last thing I wanted to mention is the play Steel Magnolias is really based on a true event. The playwright, Robert Harling, his sister experienced. I don't want to give anything away.
Right.
Probably you all have seen it. But
right.
His sister.
Spoiler alert.
His sister experienced a lot of the same things. Well, all the same things that Shelby, the character in the play, experienced. And so in his writing of the play, it was his way to process his grief, his sorrow, his understanding of the situation. And I think that's what makes it so beautiful and allows us to connect, because it actually happened. And we can understand and we can relate. So
absolutely.
I'm honored to be telling this story and honored to share it with the community. So come see the show. You're going to love it.
And if Paige, if anybody would like to talk to you, maybe get a hold of you and talk about maybe helping out with the theater program or something, or volunteering, how can they do that?
Well, there's two ways. Well, there are a lot of ways, but I'm going to give you two. We have a Fine Arts at ICC Facebook page, and that's Fine Arts at ICC. Don't look up the ICC Theater. That's an old one which we need to delete. So
right.
Fine Arts at ICC. And then you can also email me directly, and I'll give you my email. It is P, and my last name, Petruka, which is P-E-T-R-U-C-K-A at indycc.edu. And you can email me. You can go to our Fine Arts at ICC Facebook page. I would be happy to help you answer any questions, and we would just love to have you there.
All right. Well, again, Paige, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And again, good luck with the show. Again, that's not coming up this weekend.
Break a leg. Break a leg.
Break a leg. Break a leg. So
it's
not this weekend. It's going to be next weekend. Right. So be sure to keep on the lookout for that and head on out there and check out a great version of Steel Magnolias. And again, break a leg, Paige.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.